From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, a very good morning to you.
Morning, Mike.
We got the the inflation number 8.5. They'll be happy with that, won't they? Because although it's a huge number, not as bad as they thought.
Yep, you encapsulated that perfectly, Mike. It's hard to believe that an inflation print of 8.5% is good news, but the markets are currently cheering that. I mean, almost 500 points up in the Dow as we look at it, and the Nasdaq up about 2.6%. Yeah, their CPI up 8.5. June CPI was 9.1. That was the biggest lift in 40 years. If you dig into the data, what it actually means is that inflation has flattened in July. So you had a decline in gasoline prices. That offset gains in food and shelter prices. Core CPI, take out food and energy, that's up 5.9. But both of those numbers were below expectations. So it looked like it's only one print. It's certainly not a trend, but it could be. Mm-hmm. It could be. We may have seen the peak in inflation, and obviously people now looking at the next Fed move raises question about that.
All right.
75 basis point hike, but
speaking
all good.
Speaking of the Americans, we got A2 sorted, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. So, look, just the quick recap of the saga. We've talked about this before. There was speculation that they could get approval to sell their milk formula into the US. The US had a problem with supply, went out looking for other sources of supply, a whole lot of businesses outside of the US applied for exemptions to get their product in there. And then we had a news report in Australia speculating that approval for A2 was pending, that it was imminent. A2 milk poured cold water on that, but of course the smell of these rumours always hangs around. So the share price in late July is around $4.80. You almost put a dollar onto that, got up to $5.76. The analyst viewpoint on that was the actual potential impact on the share price wasn't that material, but speculation often trumps facts. We got more information yesterday that the decision from the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, had been deferred. Their exact words, they're deferring further consideration of the company's request for enforcement discretion to import infant milk formula products into the US. Subsequently, the International Dairy Foods Association has also advised that the same letter has been sent to everybody else that had applied for that as well. So A2 milk wasn't being singled out. In other words, no one's getting approval at the moment. So if you didn't get in early, it's all on hold. So the share price took a wee hit yesterday, down 7.5% to $5.21. But that's still actually an improvement on a couple of weeks ago. So look, it's lifted the share price, but it doesn't look like anything's going to happen there in the short term, Mike.
Right across the Tasman, banks are hot.
They are. Look, I said we'd keep an eye on the Aussie reporting season for any of those firms that were sort of relevant or interesting from our point of view. Yesterday we had the release of a result from CommBank or CBA. Now that, of course, is the parent of the ASB bank. Now, share price fell when this came out. Then it bounced back as the market sort of digested results, down small at the close of the day. So Aussie's biggest lender, they posted a lift in profit. But they cautioned that steeper borrowing costs and inflation were hitting consumer demand. So very similar situation we've got here. There were some interesting comments around the mortgage market across the ditch, because, Mike, you and I have talked about the fact that we've got all these fixed-rate mortgages rolling over in New Zealand. So a lot of people moving from pretty low rates to quite high rates. It hits people's disposable income. Interesting that they peak in Australia in that scenario isn't until the middle of next year. We're sort of right in the middle of that peak now, and I think September, October is probably when we hit the most, or the bulk of that. So their cycle's a bit behind ours. Then of course we get the local bank, we get ASB's results as well, because they're owned by CBA. They made $1.418 billion cash profit. Very nice. Underlying profit increase was 4%. That's after one-off items. Their home lending growth is slowing. So they were growing at about 12%. They're now growing at 6%. So that sort of echoes the challenges in their operating environment. Their net margin didn't increase. Interesting, their margin management got sort of tricky in the second half of the year. So they were going well at the beginning. Now, what's interesting about that is you then sort of push that forward and say, does that carry into the following year? CEO Victoria Shorts, he said that about a third of their borrowers were on new rates that were about 1% higher than they were a year ago. So they have raised their impairment provisions, their impaired assets. But she said the borrowers were managing those higher rates at the moment. So well done, ASB.
Give us some numbers.
Oh, gosh, look at this. Got lots of interesting stuff here. 1.46% gain in the Dow Jones, 477 points, 33250. The S&P 500 up over 2%. That's a big night, 83 points, 4205. And the Nasdaq up 2.6%, 320 points up, 12,000. 815. Overnight, the FTSE 100 up 19, 7507. The Nikkei fell 181 yesterday. That'll bounce back today, 27819. Shanghai Composite down 17, 3230. That's about 0.5%. The Aussies lost 0.5% yesterday as well, 37.6992. The NZX 50 was barely changed yesterday, 11,752, down 1 point. Now, here you go. Importers will be happy to see this. The Kiwi dollar has bounced a lot overnight. It's up 150 basis points, 0.6424. Against the Aussie, we're 0.9049, 0.6226 euro, 0.5242 pounds, 85.18 Japanese yen, gold $1,794.27, Brent crude $97.65. Now I'm just about to head off to Aussie, mate. So that higher Kiwi dollar is going to make all my purchases a little cheaper.
Have the best of time. See you soon, Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.